Okay, let's go to the movies. I wanted to make a short comment on The Hunger Game, and in fact, we had somebody post a question. Let me read it to you. I'm gravely concerned about the popularity of Hunger Games. Conditioning of people to kill one of your own brings back memories of Rwanda in spring 1994. Seven people killed per minute for just over 100 days. Conditioning young people to get used to the idea of killing their own is never a good idea and will not serve this culture well. The Hunger Games is a phenomena. The movie's been out, came out in the third week of March, first in France and then in the United States. It's based on a book and trilogy of the same name, The Hunger Games, by Suzanne Collins, who was part of producing the movie. And it's targeted at young adults. It's about a post-apocalyptic world and where the sort of economy and the places have been divided into districts, which have no self-sufficiency. Each one is focused on a particular part of the economy, and all the districts are controlled by a highly advanced metropolis that lives high on the hog, sort of the capital high on the hog, as people in the 12 districts suffer. They had tried to revolt and failed, and now to honor that process of revolt and to remind everybody not to do it again, they have something called the Hunger Games, where every district sends a young man and woman, and who are put in a natural setting, but that's really a very highly technologically controlled arena, and they're basically, you know, it's like a big reality TV show, not unlike some of the ones we've been watching over the last 15 years. And basically all 24 young people are supposed to go into the arena, and only one is to emerge, the one who succeeds in killing all the others, and it's called The Hunger Game. And I won't go into the details of exactly what happens, because if you're going to see it, I don't want to spoil it for you. I did watch it. I would say it's not a great movie, but it does have the feeling that I get from a lot of young people today, the feeling of coming up in a world where your opportunities have been restricted or limited. There's far more invasive control and a feeling of really having the adults be predatory and exploitive towards young people. If you look at every county in America, the greatest investment we make in every county is educating and bringing up our young people. But in many counties in America, you're either headed for the army, for jail, or off to Harvard, you know, the capital, where you proceed to help the capital exploit the districts. There's not really a lot of opportunity for most young people on Main Street to really go into small business, build up equity. It's one of the reasons I spent so much time in the 90s working on venture funds to try and really bring a way for young people to build up wealth within a place. If you look at Franklin Sanders' operation, one of the reasons it's so successful is he has six kids and they're kids, and you have an enormous amount of very talented young entrepreneurs coming up in the businesses, whether it's the farm or the precious metals dealership, and that makes an enormous difference. So part of I think my interest in watching The Hunger Games is it gives you a vision of a world where we don't do that, where we don't create a new picture for ourselves and then start to shift our equity into a world that really creates opportunities for young people to build wealth on Main Street and stay and build up the, quote-unquote, the 12 districts. So the popularity of The Hunger Games does concern me. It's an ugly vision of a world that's very, very competitive, and I think it resonates with a fear that a lot of young people rightly have, because if you look at student loans, if you look at globalization, if you look at the way they've been positioned, they are not part of a society which is really organizing to help them succeed in what is going to be a very, very different world. So it's not surprising. And I think my takeaway comes back to what the subscriber asked before about where is the weakness in the system. The weakness in the system is that it can't show young people a really attractive picture. And if we can show people young people a very attractive picture, I think that that shifts where the future can go.